What about double antibody therapy, the combination of EGFR antibody and bevacizumab? Where are we right now? Where do you think that's heading?
I think we're at the point where we don't know if that's truly beneficial. What happened was Dr. Saltz presented data on the BOND-2 trial a couple of years ago and showed that the combination of cetuximab plus bevacizumab looked better than the data from the BOND-1 trial of cetuximab alone, and irinotecan and cetuximab bevacizumab looked better than the data from the BOND-1 trial for irinotecan and cetuximab alone. But it was a small, highly select, randomized phase 2 trial, the BOND-2 that is, and you're comparing trial to trial, and there are differences. So we don't know if that's really true, but there is good rationale for what some people call horizontal targeting, or targeting two different pathways that are separate. Therefore, it's horizontal. Vertical would be targeting two places on the same pathway. The current trials in the inner group and the PACE trial, which has just been completed, ask questions about the double antibody therapy in first-line setting, whether or not it's better. And in fact, actually, the intergroup trial, which I think is extremely important, looks at the question of a first-line regimen, FOLFIRI or FOLFOX, with cetuximab versus with bevacizumab versus with the combination. So it's the only trial that's really asked single-agent EGFR first-line.
Well, also, I guess the NSABP has completed accrual to their FOLFOX plus or minus BEV CO8 study. And I think they're going to launch another study before they even have any answer to that, and probably before you see an answer to the metastatic study. And they're talking about adding an EGFR inhibitor to FOLFOX-BEV. What do you think about that?
I think that's very reasonable. I've been very much in favor of it. I don't know which EGFR they're going to settle on, but I know that they're going to use one of the antibodies in combination with the FOLFOX-BEVacizumab versus the FOLFOX-BEVacizumab. And I think that that's a very reasonable leap. The problem with adjuvant trials is even with us cutting to three-year disease-free survival, you have to have the trial completed for at least 3 years before you really have that data. Sometimes you can get it after only 2 years, depending on your accrual. But as you know, the CO8 accrued very quickly. So it's going to be 3 years from now before we have data, probably at the earliest.
3 years, they could probably get the next study done.
Exactly. And so sometimes I think it's worthwhile to take a leap of faith, move forward. And the problem will be that if the trial is positive for adding panitumumab or cetuximab, but their CO8 wasn't, was the benefits in the combination from the combination of an EGFR and VEGF inhibitor, or was it just from the EGFR inhibitor? You can't go backwards and say, well, then you don't need the bevacizumab.
Interesting.